Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Featured on today's program are the swing bands of Harry James, Red Norville with Mildred Bailey, Duke Ellington, Chick Webb with Ella Fitzgerald, Earl Hines, and Jimmy Lunsford. Bandleader Harry James had a somewhat unusual early childhood. His father was a traveling circus bandleader, and his mother was an acrobat and horseback rider. James was born in a rundown hotel next to the city jail in Albany, Georgia. When he was six, he was nearly trampled by his mother's horse. The family quit the circus when Harry was eight and settled in Texas. This first set includes three 1940 instrumentals by Harry James and his orchestra, Alice Blue Gown, Cab Calloway's Boogit, and Hodgepodge. Thank you.
mellow track. Forget, dig it coming back. Bim bam, skim skim, jim jim, rom. Forget, everybody, I'll forget. Who you hunching now? Forget, everybody, bow. Bim bam, skim skim, jim jim, rom. You do like shining a window, but you ain't got no window, so you just picture a window and fold it.
Take it slow and easy, easy. You're right.
That's nice. Fold it. Now you dig a jack, fold it. That's the mellow jack, fold it. Got it coming back. Bam, bam, skim, skim, chim, chim.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. Mildred Bailey was born Mildred Rinker in Tico, Washington in 1907. Her mother was a Coeur d'Alene Indian, and the family lived on a farm on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation in North Idaho. Her father was a fiddler at square dances, and her mother taught her to play piano and sing. When 13, the family moved to Spokane, Washington, where her brother, Al Rinker, became a friend of Bing Crosby. Mildred moved to Seattle and soon became an established blues and jazz singer. Her brother and Bing were singing together in Spokane, and Mildred helped them get established in Seattle. Bing and Al joined Paul Whiteman as the Rhythm Boys, so Mildred joined too in 1929 through 1933. During this time, she met vibraphonist Red Norvo, and they were married in 1930. Norvo started his own band, which by 1938 grew into a big swing band, with Mildred at the microphone. They became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. In the early 1940s, the band went into decline. They divorced in 1942, and Mildred's solo career did not take off. Mildred had become quite obese and suffered from serious diabetes. She also had a terrible temper and could swear like a trooper. Yeah, don't mess with Mildred. She passed away from diabetes and heart problems in 1951. She was only 44. Here's Mildred with the Norvo Band singing When Day Is Done, Harold Arlen's Eveline, and I Never Knew.
You bothered by the bobolinks too. shoes are smelling watermelon, clinging to another fellow's vine. Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. There is little doubt that America's greatest musician and composer is Duke Ellington. His legacy lives on with the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C., along with a bridge, a building, and a park that bear his name. A U.S. coin and postage stamp have been issued to commemorate his achievements. There is the Essentially Ellington High School Jazz Band Competition and Festival at Lincoln Center in New York City each year. The list goes on and on. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Ellington Orchestra in 1941. Are You Sticking, Clementine, and John Hardy's Wife. You're swinging with the doctor today. Ella Jane Fitzgerald was born in 1917 in Newport News, Virginia. Her father left when she was two, and her mother found a new man who took them to New York City. Ella's first aspiration was to become a dancer. When she was 15, her mother was killed in a car accident, and it is believed that her stepfather abused her, so she moved in with an aunt. During this time, she began skipping school, working as a lookout for a bordello, or as a messenger for a mob-related numbers runner. She was eventually arrested and sent to a reform school, but she escaped to live on the streets of New York. Rough childhood, huh? In 1934, at 17, Fitzgerald entered an amateur singing contest and came to the attention of the jazz world. A year later, she was the girl singer for the Chick Webb Orchestra, and she became famous. She began her solo career after Webb suddenly passed away. Of course, Ella went on to be probably the most popular female vocalist in American musical history. She suffered from complications of diabetes in her later years and died from it in 1996 at age 79. She was married to prominent jazz bass player Ray Brown from 1947 to 53. This next set features three songs by Ella with the Webb Orchestra: I'm Just a Jitterbug, Wacky Dust, and Tain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It.
Thank you.
they call it wacky dust. It's from a hot cornet. It gives your feet a feeling so breezy, and oh, it's so easy to get. They call it wacky dust. It brings a dancing jazz. And when it starts, then only a sapple refuse to Big Apple or Shag. Though I don't know just why it gets you so high, putting a buzz in your heart. You'll do a marathon, you'll wanna go on, kicking the ceiling apart. They call it wacky dust. It's something you can't trust. And in the end, the rhythm will stop. When it does, then you'll drop from happy wacky dust. My ma said, daughter, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know. Oh, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't hold me nothing. Take it easy, breezy, then your jab will swing. Oh, it tain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. You've learned your ABCs, you've learned your DFGs, but this is something you don't learn in school. So get your hip boots on, and then you'll carry on. But remember, if you try too hard, it don't mean a thing. Take it easy.
Ain't what you bring, it's the way that you bring. Ain't what you swing, it's the way that you swing. Ain't what you sing,
it's the way that you sing it.
That's what gets results.
Bip-a-dee-dee-doo-doo-dee.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. The Earl Hines Big Band was the house band at the Grand Terrace Cafe in Chicago from 1928 through 1940. The Grand Terrace was a gangster hangout controlled by Al Capone. Hines and his band members learned to see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. Capone called Hines his piano man, which is what the epitaph reads on Hines' tombstone. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Earl Hines Grand Terrace Orchestra: Hines Rhythm, Rhythm Rhapsody, and Solid Mama.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. James Melvin Lunsford was born on a farm in Missouri in 1902, but grew up in Denver, Colorado. He took music lessons from Paul Whiteman's father during high school. He went to Nashville, Tennessee to further his studies and played the alto sax in a local band along with Andy Kirk, who also went on to fame as a swing band leader. In 1927, while teaching high school in Memphis, Lunsford started a band called the Chickasaw Syncopators, which soon became the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. The band began recording in 1930 and by 1934 was playing at the Cotton Club in Harlem. In 1941, the orchestra was featured in the Hollywood film Blues in the Night. The band went into decline during and after World War II, like many other swing-era bands. While on tour in Seaside, Oregon, 1947, Jimmy collapsed while signing autographs at a local music store and died a few hours later of a heart attack at 45 years old. Rumors circulated that Lunsford may have been poisoned by a white restaurant owner who was unhappy about serving blacks. Several other members of the band who ate there also became ill. But who knows? Today's last set contains trumpet man Cy Oliver and the band singing Wham!, then Swingin' on Sea and State and Tioga Stomp, referring to an intersection on Staten Island.
I can swing and I can jam.
Wham, ribbop, boom, bam.
I'm a killer dillo, yes I am.
Wham, ribbop, boom, bam.
When you hear it, you'll be proud.
Wham, ribbop, boom, bam.
So join the crowd and swing out loud.
Hey!
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.